The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, has said she's not ruling out an inquiry into sexual abuse at schools run by the Spirit and Order. Her statement follows last week's RTE radio documentary in which two brothers, Mark and David Ryan, spoke about being sexually abused by priests at Blackrock College in Dublin. Since then, there have been further allegations of abuse against priests in a number of schools. There have also been complaints about schools run by other orders, including the Jesuits. Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, is with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to this possible inquiry, it's just over a week now since that documentary about the Ryan brothers was aired. Have you noticed a rise in calls to your helpline?
So we have been getting some of those calls already. Actually, Rachel, just before we go, can I just pass on our sympathy in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and elsewhere as well to Vicky Phelan's family and friends, and to pick up really on just what Stephen Teep was talking about, how important she was in terms of bringing about an understanding of accountability and the need for accountability. It's kind of the same thing here. Over the years, all the time, we have been getting the calls from people who have been deeply damaged and hurt by abuse that they suffered as children, as, you know, just really vulnerable children in boarding schools, children who had done no wrong and who were harmed by various orders. So that has been coming through on a confidential basis to us. A lot of these people have not spoken out. They've felt all the things that victims often feel: shame, hurt, and not wanting to rock the boat, not wanting to rock the institutional image and the rest of it. And there is an increase in that right now, but it will not, it could take an awfully long time for everyone individually to have to do it. And I think that's what is really driving some of the calls that are happening right now. And indeed, the recent call from one of those victims to say there needs to be some sort of a public inquiry. Because the trouble is, with what we offer in terms of confidential disclosure, support to people along the way, what the criminal justice system offers is an individual approach where the person who has suffered all of the hurt has to do all of the heavy lifting in order to get an understanding of what happened and in order to get it to stop. Not for them, because they're probably out of the reach of the abusers, many of whom are dead right now, but to stop it forever, because that's what a lot of people want.
As you say, the concern will be that for some, and this was an issue which was tackled really well in the documentary, it will be too late for a prosecution, possibly because the alleged perpetrator is dead. So taking all of that on board, should there be an inquiry?
So, well, first of all, I don't think it's for me to say, because I haven't been one of those who've experienced that abuse along the way. Or if I have, I haven't disclosed it. I think whatever has to happen has to be driven by those who have experienced the abuse, who've been harmed by it, who may never want a criminal conviction, but who want that harm to be recognised and better things to happen. So I would feel myself that what needs to happen is that we listen to survivors, that we listen to their families, who are often distraught about the harm into which they put their children when they thought they were doing nothing but
and
good.
And wasn't that one of the most touching parts of that documentary, that it took a news bulletin when Mark Ryan was watching with his father, and after, what, 20 years or so, his father turned to him and said, "Did that priest touch you?"
Yes.
And I mean, that was just heartbreaking. So I suppose that illustrates as well that first and foremost, the people that matter here are the survivors, but their families also have questions they need answered.
They've also been harmed by it. So it seems that really we can set up your traditional inquiry where we spend an awful lot of time just trying to gather evidence, trying to get individual survivors and their families to come forward and speak. But it seems to me that if we are looking, we do need to look at an institutional response. Granted, there were good people who did nothing. Good people who do nothing are often aware of harm that happens as well and may feel constrained, not able to do it. But this is an institution that presented itself as one of of the highest moral value. It turns out the institution is fatally flawed because of a culture that allowed harm to happen to so many children. Not necessarily one school, but it looks like a culture that went right across religious orders. Mm. So there does need to be an institutional response. However much people trusted or continue to trust the institution, it did serious harm. There needs to be that response, and that will require something bigger than just sending everybody off individually into the criminal justice system. But that, it seems to me, must be informed by the experience of those harmed. And it must also try to identify what would proper repair look like. You're never going to not, you can't undo the harm, but you could. And what we hear all the time from survivors is, I don't want this to happen to anybody else ever. We still don't give young boys and girls the tools that they need to understand how to speak about harm when it happens to them, to be outraged at harm when it happens to them. It's an educational response that's needed right now, as well as a response that repairs properly and takes the institution of the religious orders into a place where they have to identify what they can do as best they can to fix it. Going back to the previous item, because Vicky Phelan was a model for all of us. And if we go back to the previous one, there's a lot still to do. It could be done, but it needs to be done fast as survivors get older, and their parents and the abusers.
That's so true. Nolene Blackwell of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thank you. It's 8:33.